AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. A developing story this afternoon involving Bill Cosby. In court documents from a 10-year-old case, the comedian admits giving sedatives to women he wanted to have sex with. He says he obtained Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to women. In a deposition given in a case filed by a former Temple University employee, Cosby admits to giving several half tablets of Benadryl to the woman. That sexual abuse lawsuit was settled for undisclosed terms in 2006. The Associated Press went to court to force the release of the documents, which were made public today. Cosby's lawyers had objected to the release on the grounds that it would embarrass their client. President Obama is warning the fight against the Islamic State group could be a long one.
This is a long-term campaign. ISIL is opportunistic and it is nimble. In many places in Syria and Iraq, including urban areas, it's dug in among innocent civilian populations.
Following a meeting with top brass at the Pentagon, the president defended the progress that's been made in combating the extremists in Iraq and Syria. The banks are still closed in Greece as that country's government and European economic leaders try to work out a way forward following yesterday's no vote in a referendum. Economist Mark Zandi says there's no easy fix in sight.
Not compromising and going down that very dark path, that alternative path, it's just hard to imagine, and so I expect them to get it together, unfortunately, after a lot of pain and suffering.
Tomorrow, there will be a European summit to discuss the next steps. Tomorrow is also the deadline in Vienna for reaching an agreement with Iran on its nuclear program. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is the deadline that we continue to operate against, and I think that reflects the rather aggressive pace of negotiations that are underway in Vienna right now.
Today, Iran demanded that any deal should include the end to a UN arms embargo. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped more than 46 points. This is AP Radio News. The South Carolina Senate has now voted to lower the Confederate flag from the statehouse grounds. Governor Nikki Haley says she wants that flag to come down and will sign the bill. But first, it has to be approved in the State House of Delegates. The Senate rejected proposals to only fly the flag on Confederate Memorial Day or to leave the flag's fate up to a popular vote. At least six homes have been destroyed, about 200 people forced from their homes in Bayview, Idaho, because of fast-moving wildfires. This woman talked about her experience with KXLY-TV.
Everybody's just trying to be encouraging, you know, and some people just left because there's nothing we can do.
Afternoon forecasts call for winds gusting more than 20 miles an hour and temperatures in the mid-90s. It hit a speed bump along the way, but NASA's New Horizons spacecraft is now on track to sweep past Pluto next week. A computer overload prompted the spacecraft to partially shut down the 4th of July. More than 2 days of science observations were lost. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.